looking for retail morsels.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Chiotakis. For most people today, it's about eating and being off work. But during your feast, rest assured preparations for a retail all-nighter are in high gear. Stores and shopping centers are trying to tap as much commercial energy as they can find, but the economy is making that a tough task. At the big mall in Portland, Maine, stores are opening early tomorrow morning, but not as early as they had been the day after Thanksgiving. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
It's called the Maine Mall, as in the state, not the street, and it's opening a lot later this Black Friday at 6 a.m. General Manager Craig Morris broke the news to the staff earlier this year.
You know, I got a lot of thank yous.
He says the mall's 100 or so stores are cutting back. They have less merchandise in stock, they're limiting the discounts, and they're trying to save on staffing.
I think what we heard is that we can do as much business opening at 6 as we could have if we opened at midnight and were open for those extra 6 hours.
That could be pushing other stores to consider later hours as well, says Kathy Granis of the National Retail Federation.
As times have gotten harder on retailers, opening those extra hours can actually cost them a lot of money. And in these challenging times, retailers are looking to save costs.
This year, the Federation is expecting a few more shoppers than last year, but not nearly the numbers we saw before the recession. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
While we're talking shopping, more criticism aimed at Walmart. A group called China Labor Watch says the retailer's demand for cheap goods has a high price. It says the company's suppliers are forcing employees to work in oppressive conditions. For its part, Walmart says it's launched an investigation into the 5 Chinese factories that were referenced in the report. Asian shares closed lower, anywhere from 0.5% to 1%. European markets mostly mixed right now. Markets in London and Frankfurt are lower by 1% to 2%. Losses being blamed on Dubai's attempts to reschedule payments on its debt. Some of it from the government's investment company to the tune of $59 billion. U.S. markets are closed today for Thanksgiving, but stocks were generally higher yesterday. The Dow added about 30 points. Thousands of Americans will put Thanksgiving, a dinner and a meal together today with the help from a food bank. In Philadelphia, one place has found a new way to distribute food to the hungry, as Joel Rose reports.
The Community Food Center in North Philadelphia isn't a typical food pantry. It's bigger, and there are more foods to choose from.
Think of a 7-Eleven store. The clients come in, and they can walk through the store with a grocery cart and accumulate whatever will fit in the basket.
Marty Maloche teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. Maloche and his students designed the community cupboard as an alternative to regular food pantries, where the staff chooses what goes in the box.
You're actually picking the food. You're selecting what you want. You're not getting stuff you don't want.
Maloche says that means less waste and the clients feel more comfortable. There is unfortunately no shortage of demand. Since it opened earlier this month, Maloche says the cupboard has gone through 3 times as much food as he expected. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The rush is on to feed needy Americans today, but a study this holiday season says there are some big challenges facing food assistance organizations all around the world, namely supply, funding, and price. Researchers at the Milken Institute say there are some innovative ways to address those concerns. Betsy Zeidman is a fellow there, and she authored the report. She's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Ethiopia has requested $6 million in food aid, and Kenyans nearby have also been struggling with a big drought over there that's causing famine. I mean, this is an era of so many technological advances. Why are we having trouble feeding people?
It's a really good question. There's lots of reasons for it. There's the logistical challenges. There's the challenge of agricultural development in the countries, legislative and regulatory challenges. In the U.S., we provide food in kind as aid. We don't provide money. So you have to actually physically get that food shipped to the countries. But there's also some solutions.
Yeah. Tell us about those.
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones is to really help the developing countries build up their own agricultural infrastructure and grow their own food. But that will take a while, and there will always be a need for emergency food aid. And there are actually a number of financial tools, things that are used in the private sector, that can help serve this process.
And you talk about these food assistance bonds, right? I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, would there be a danger of aid organizations paying too much in interest and not enough aid getting to the people who really need it?
Well, there will be. They will pay interest. I mean, there's no question about that. However, this is based on a model that was done in the vaccine world, and donors pledge certain amounts of money to pay for these, but that money comes in over a long period of time. So the countries have pledged it. You can get out there, they issue bonds backed by this, and when the money comes in, that's used to repay the interest.
And in this economic downturn, I mean, for the past year, year and a half, I mean, do you see this really growing, or do you see it, I mean, taking off in the next year? Or how's that going to
work? I see in an economic downturn, people need to be creative about thinking about how to get money, how to deploy money, how to use money efficiently, how to enable food to get to places more efficiently. And these are one of the tools in the tool basket that can help in an economic downturn. They are not the only solution by any means, but they are something that should be thought about to help, because the economic downturn affects both the money coming in to cover the food as well as what's going on in the countries where more people are starving.
Well, Betsy Zeidman, a research fellow from the Milken Institute, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And finally, we know retailers will be really busy tomorrow. You know who else will be? Plumbers. Sure, some will be on call today, but one plumber in Dallas says most emergency calls come the day after Thanksgiving, when things have sort of settled. Cooks trying to stuff too much into the garbage disposal or forcing bits of food down the regular drain line. Let's not even talk about the grease from all that turkey and ham. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.